Hi there. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie. So yesterday, Olivia showed Nathan how to send a mail because it was Nathan's first time doing this.
That's right. She showed him how to send a letter, in fact, yeah, to his cousin in Tainan.
Yes.
Nathan was sending a letter and some old pictures, and apparently he'd never done this before.
So, right.
Olivia was giving him some good tips.
And Nathan wanted the mail to get there sooner, so Olivia told him to put the mail in the red mailbox, which is for prompt delivery mail, 限时邮件. But before that, he needed to buy more stamps in the convenience store.
Yes, he did. That's an accurate summary of yesterday's dialogue. So there you go. We're not quite sure what happened. We can assume that Nathan bought the extra stamps. He put the letter in the prompt delivery. That's the red mailbox. And it got sent off. He was quite concerned that it would get there before tomorrow evening, right? Before the end of tomorrow. So that was sort of why he was buying these more expensive stamps and going for prompt delivery. I assume if everything went well, his cousin did have the letter in his hands. His cousin, whoever it was in Tainan, did have the letter in their hands at the end of the next day. So, that's yesterday. Let's look at today and check out our article, which is all about sending things by mail or by post.
Sending letters and packages.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to talk about some words you can see when you send letters and packages.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Envelope. Stamp. Express mail. Prompt delivery mail. Regular mail. Package. Scale. Mail carrier. Mailbox. At the post office.
Hi, I'd like to mail this package.
Okay, let me just put this on the scale.
Of course. How much will it cost to send this to my friend in Taichung?
It looks like it's under 5 kilograms, so it'll be $80 NT.
Great. When will the mail carrier deliver it?
It will take a few days. The mail carriers have lots of packages to deliver.
That's okay. Thank you. What if my friend isn't there when the mail carrier arrives, though?
If that happens, we will leave a note in her mailbox.
Word power!
Post office. Post office. The post office is down the road on the right. It's the big green building. The post office is down the road on the right. It's the big green building. Mail. Mail. Next week is my grandma's birthday, so I'm mailing her a card today. Next week is my grandma's birthday, so I'm mailing her a card today. Cost. Cost. Cost, cost, cost. This sweater is really cute, but it costs $2,000 NT. This sweater is really cute, but it costs $2,000 NT. Note. Note. Paul wasn't at his desk, so Irene left a note on his desk. Paul wasn't at his desk, so Irene left a note on his desk.
Ooh, all right. Well, our article begins by telling us where the action takes place. And from reading that, I'm a little concerned. I thought Nathan sent the letter and it was, you know, job done. There was no more to do. But it says, at the post office. So we're back at the post office. What's going on? Well, we'll find out after we talk about post office. It's an important word when talking about sending things by mail. Post office is two words, P-O-S-T, post, O-F-F-I-C-E, office. Basically, it's the mail place. It's the mail store. It's where you go to send things by mail or pick up packages or do things like that. In Taiwan, as we mentioned yesterday, the post office can also be a bank, but basically it's a place where you buy stamps, where you send letters, you send packages, you pick up letters and packages if someone is sending them to you. There's one in almost every neighborhood, kind of like a bank or a school or a police station, something like that. There's one in almost every neighborhood, and usually they're kind of green. Right? The signs are green.
Yeah, it is green.
They often wear green uniforms, or you'll see green motorcycles parked out front. Anyways, so let's read our example sentence. The post office is down the road on the right. It's the big green building. The post office is down the road on the right. It's the big green building. I think they're open on Saturdays and maybe even Sundays. Are they open on Sundays?
No, maybe just from Mondays to Fridays.
No, I think they're open on Saturdays.
Really?
At least half a day. Yeah, it was in the newspaper a few months ago.
Okay, that's good. Good, right? Post office, 邮局。那么例句说呢，邮局就在沿着这条路走的右手边，就是那座庞大的绿色建筑物。那在邮局里头工作的人呢，我们可以叫他们 postal workers, 邮务邮政人员。那其中之一呢，就是邮差 mail carrier, 或是我们可以说 postman。那回到对话呢，现在啊 ,Nathan 在邮局。Is he going to send anything else?
Well, let's check out the dialogue. And Nathan begins by telling us what he's there for. He says, Hi, I'd like to mail this package. Oh, thank goodness, I'm so relieved. I thought there was a problem with the letter he sent yesterday. It seemed so simple. But what happened is Nathan was bitten by the mail bug. He really likes sending things by mail now. He's sending everything he has by mail. Or maybe not. But he really wants to send a package this time. That would be something bigger than a letter, so it wouldn't be in an envelope. It would be a box. It would be a present. That's the kind of package you might send to someone. And yes, here we are using mail as a verb. M-A-I-L. M-A-I-L. To mail is basically to send a letter or a package through the mail, through the post office system, to someone, all right? So when we talk about email, you email someone an email. We're using it both as a verb and a noun. You mail someone. You could say mail, but generally we talk about I'm mailing a letter, I'm mailing a package, I'm mailing a present, something like that, all right? So we talk about the actual size or shape of the thing. If it's small, it might be a letter. A bigger thing, we could say package. But the verb, the action of putting stamps on it, taking it to the post office, putting it in the mailbox, all that is to mail something. For example, next week is my grandma's birthday, so I'm mailing her a card today. Next week is my grandma's birthday, so I'm mailing her a card today.
Mail 在文章当中当动词用哦，是寄的意思，可以寄信、寄包裹。那例句说呢，下星期啊是我奶奶的生日，所以我今天要寄卡片给她。那 mail 这个字也可以当名词来使用哦，就是邮件的意思啦。那回到对话 ，Nathan 说啊，我想要寄这个包裹。He can also say, I'd like to send this package, right?
You could, absolutely. To send a package or to mail a package, it's both are acceptable and both are understood. So Lily, who is a worker at this post office, she tells Nathan, okay. She takes the package from him and she says, let me just put this on the scale. So she's going to measure or weigh the package. That's right. When you send something that's bigger than a letter, usually they do it by weight, right? Because they have to put it on a plane or something like that. And generally, the heavier it is, the more money you will spend. So if you're sending that giant rock to your best friend in Africa, it might cost you a lot of money. So maybe take the rock with you or something like that.
邮务人员呢 ,Lily 就回答了，好啊，那让我先把这个包裹放在磅秤上面。不管是秤东西的重量或是秤人的重量，我们用的磅秤都叫做 scale。
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Nathan asks, of course, he asks, you know, he understands that that's what Lily has to do. And then, as she does it, he says, how much will it cost to send this to my friend in Taichung? So he wants to know the cost, how much it will cost, or the price. Okay. The cost of something is basically how much money you need to pay for it. All right. Cost is spelled C-O-S-T, C-O-S-T. All right. We can talk about something costing. It can be a verb and a noun. Here we're using it as a verb. How much will it cost? And yes, if we're paying for things, basically the price is how much it costs. All right. So for example, we could say this sweater is really cute, but it costs 2,000 NT dollars. This sweater is really cute, but it costs 2,000 NT dollars. That's a little bit expensive. So let's find out how much it will cost to send this package.
Cost 这个动词呢是花费，那它的三态呢都是一个样子哦。Cost, cost, cost. 那我们的例句说啊，这件毛衣很可爱，但它要价新台币2000元。那 cost 这个花费动词呢，同学们要特别注意，它的主词一定是物品，再加上 cost 这个动词，后面加上人，再加上花了多少钱。For example, the hat cost me.$200 NT, 这顶帽子花了我200块台币。那如果是人花钱呢，我们就要换一个花费动词哦，我们要换 spend 这个字 S-P-E-N-D, spend。所以主词放人加上花费动词 spend, 加上钱之后啊，要加个介系词 on, on, 再加上物品。For example, I spent $200 NT on the hat.那回到对话呢 ,Nathan 接着就问到了，把这个包裹寄到台中，给我的朋友要多少钱呢？ How much will it cost to send this to my friend in Taichung? 现在呢，我们就先到 Matchbox 里头，听讲师讲解 how much 的用法。
Matchbox, 找亮点。
大家好，台北市长候选人身家财产数也数不完，你们贪污的那点小钱我还不看在眼里呢，就是我阿美姐啦。大家齁都一定以为我钱多多，生活想必是很奢华。 No No No, 你以为这310是怎么赚的？一定齁是要锱铢必较，货比三家啊。持家齁，这个节俭持家的女人齁最美丽啦。像齁买东西之前呢，一定都会问 How much is it? How much is it?今天呢，就是呢要来跟大家分享齁阿美姐的省钱秘方。学起来齁拥有300亿不是梦啦。刚刚齁说的那句 How much is it? How much is it? 这句齁你齁赶快给他学起来。买东西之前必问必问必问就是这句啦。问你齁问我说齁阿美姐这里的 How much 是 How much 什么东西啊，你又没有说哦，对啦，其实齁 How much 其实就是 How much money 的简称啦。所以呢我们去买东西的时候呢，要问这个东西多少钱，我们就说呢 How much money is it 啊，但是齁不用讲这么多，我们就说 How much is it 就好了啦。啊，那我们如果要问呢这个东西多少钱，这个 it 是什么东西，这个东西多少钱齁，我们的呢句型呢就是 how much 加上呢 be 动词，再加上你要问的这个东西。比方说呢，像是阿美姐齁正在逛街齁，看到这件洋装五高碎超级漂亮的， how much is this dress?这件洋装哇塞金 ,How much is this dress? 这件洋装多少钱、哦、看到旁边哎呦这个戒指我告诉你也好好看哦。How much is this ring? 这个戒指多少钱 ?How much is this ring? 啊哈、哦、问完之后哈、哦、这个店员呢就跟我说了 ,This dress,is 500 NT dollars. OK, 这件洋装齁价值是新台币500元。This dress is 500 NT dollars. 今天的洋装齁是500块。And this ring is 3,800 NT dollars. 啊戒指齁是3800元。This ring is 3,800 NT dollars.那如果呢我们要问的东西呢是复数的， 复数的，那呢注意到呢，我们呢记得 is 就要改成 are 哦。比方说哦，像阿美姐哦，最爱吃地瓜，一次呢要买很多颗。How much are these sweet potatoes? 这些地瓜多少钱？ How much are these sweet potatoes?啊，最后哈，我就能跟那个老板讲说啊，500+3800到底是多少？4000块，这个对哈，勤俭持家的阿美姐来说哈，已经超出预算了啦。所以哈，老板有没有打折啊？
And we're back. So that was the question that we're waiting for the answer for. I'm sure Nathan is a little more nervous than we are. He wants to know how much it will cost to send a package to a person in Taichung. Now, depending on how big and how heavy the package is, it could be quite expensive. Lily, the post office worker, has just weighed it, put it on a scale to see how much it weighs or how heavy it is. And she looks at the scale and she says, it looks like it's under 5 kilograms. It's under 5 kg. So it'll be 80 NT dollars. Phew. 80 NT dollars is not a lot of money. It's not expensive.
It's very cheap.
It's cheap. Exactly.
看起来重量不到5公斤，所以80元台币就好了。It's actually really, really cheap.
That is very cheap. I know that every year my mom sends stuff for Christmas.
From Canada, that would cost a lot.
From Canada to Taiwan, and she often complains that it costs more to send the gifts than the actual price of the gifts.
Right.
So she'll spend, you know, $50 on the gifts, but it costs $100 to send it across the ocean. So there you go. 80 NT to Taichung, not so bad. That's why Nathan says, great. And then he asks, when will the mail carrier deliver it? Nathan is always quite focused on when it will get there, right? He always wants to know how much time it will take in the mail before it gets to the person that's getting it, or before the mail carrier delivers it. Remember yesterday we talked about sending things? Well, if you send something, it goes away from you. If you deliver something, you bring it to the person who is waiting for it. And so when will the mail carrier deliver it?
Nathan 接下来就说了，啊，80块太棒了，好便宜哦。那邮差什么时候会递送这个包裹呢？ In Taiwan, it will take about 3 to 5 days, I think.
Okay, that's not so bad. And that's basically what Lily, the post office worker, says. It will take a few days. Not exactly sure, a few days. The mail carriers have lots of packages to deliver. That's right, Nathan. Yours is not the only package, okay?
所以呢，这个邮务人员 Lily 就回答 Nathan 说啊，会花上几天的时间呢？邮差有很多包裹要递送，那事情花时间，我们的花费动词用的是 take， 人花时间，花费动词则是我们刚说的 spend。For example, I spent 3 days preparing for the exam. 我花了3天来准备考试。Spend 后面加 time， 再加上动名词就可以了。Okay, so it will take a few days.、Mm-hmm. What does Nathan say about that?
He says, no, that's not acceptable. Send、
What?
It fast. No, of course not. A few days to send a package to Taichung is fine.So Nathan says, that's okay, thank you. He thanks Lily for all her help and all the questions that she answered. But he has one more question for her before he leaves and finishes his business there. He says, what if my friend isn't there when the mail carrier arrives, though? Right, because it is a package. A letter, you can often put it in a mailbox or a letter slot or something like that in the door or by the front door of the building. But if it's a package, it won't fit in, right? It's too big. So what if the friend isn't at home when the mail carrier arrives? They'll ring the doorbell, but if no one's home, they're going to go away. And what will happen with the package?
But I think Nathan worries too much.
Well, if he's never sent anything, he just wants to make、
yeah.
sure it gets there.
So Nathan 这边的问题是，如果包裹送到的时候我的朋友不在，那怎么办呢？ What if 开头的问句是在问，如果某事发生的时候怎么办？So what if his friend doesn't get the package?
Well, Lily tells him, she says, if that happens, we will leave a note in her mailbox. So there you go. If that happens, if your friend isn't home, what they will do, she means we, the workers in the post office down in Taichung, in this case, they will leave a note in the friend's mailbox. A note is a word power word, N-O-T-E. N-O-T-E, note. It's a noun. Basically, a note is a very short letter just giving you basic important information. If someone calls for someone who's not at home, but you pick up the phone, they say, hey, is your brother there? And you say, no, my brother's out. Then you might write down who called, when they called, what it was about. It's a note. It's not a long letter. It's not an article or a story. It's just, Bob called at 4 o'clock. Please call him back. Something like that. Or, in the case of the mail carrier, we have a package for you. We tried to deliver it. Come to this place to pick it up. Just the basic information so you can go and get your package later on when you get home. For example, for the word note, we can say Paul wasn't at his desk, so Irene left a note on his desk. Paul wasn't at his desk, so Irene left a note on his desk saying, where are you?
Note 这个字呢是便条的意思。那例句说啊 ，Paul 不在他的座位上，所以 Irene 在他桌上留了一张纸条。那我们的对话最后呢 ，Lily 回答 Nathan 的问题，他说啊，如果真的发生了，我们会留一张纸条或是便条在他的信箱里面。Then Nathan's friend can take the note to the office and get her package.
That's right. She'll be able to pick it up that day or the next day if she gets home a bit too late. So there you go. One package successfully sent. I wonder what Nathan's going to try to send next. He really seems to enjoy visiting the post office. Anyways, it's time for us to go to our review time. So don't go away. Don't run off to the post office just yet because we do have review time coming up next.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, it's review time, and apparently Elsie has a few questions for me. Are these going to be hard questions? I didn't study.
Yes, they are really hard.
I stayed up late playing video games, and I didn't study for this test.
Are you ready?
No.
You have to be.
All right, go.
Okay, number one. Who works for the post office?
That's easy. Mail carriers?
Who else?
Post office staff? Drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Pilots?
I think pilots?
They have planes, right?
Oh, they have to fly the plane.
Yeah,
I think there
might be mail
Good
planes.
Answers.
But certainly drivers will drive the trucks around. Mail carriers will bring it to your door and maybe drive a motorcycle. And post office workers will work there in the office.
What about this one? What do people usually mail?
Mail? Uh-huh. Well, as I mentioned earlier, yeah, mail is sort of the collective word, but you wouldn't really send, you wouldn't say, I'm going to send mail. I'm going to send a mail. You'd say, I'm going to send a letter. So people mail letters. They mail packages.
Mm-hmm.
Parcels might be another word
yeah.
for a package, a parcel, P-A-R-C-E-L. And that's about it.
Okay, what about, what are the things that cost about NT dollars?
10 NT dollars. Well, that would be a fairly cheap stamp.
Stamp,
I think.
Yeah.
If you're sending a postcard to Canada, it cost, was it 11? 12? It's something like that. It was quite cheap. So it would be, you know, a very small letter. What else costs 10 NT dollars outside of the post office?
A carton of black tea.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I love it.
A cheap chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one.
Okay.
What can you stick your note on?
What can you stick your note on? Oh, this is if you get that note saying we tried to deliver a package.
Yeah.
Well, you could stick it on the fridge.You could attach it to the fridge. Some people have a bulletin board. That's like a cork board.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use a pin or something.
Yeah.
Stick it on there. Or we get some tape. This is one I like to do. Get some tape and put it on a person's computer monitor.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because people often sit down at their desk. One of the first things they do. Or put it on the TV or somewhere.
Or stick it on the door.
Or a mirror in the bathroom.
Mirror, good.
That's a good one because you won't miss it there. But put it somewhere where people will see it. Because, of course, everyone wants to get their packages.All right, guys, that's it. Good luck with your mailing. Remember to put on the correct postage and always remember the postal code because post office workers love when you do that and they will hug you, maybe. All right, guys, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sending letters and packages.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to talk about some words you can see when you send letters and packages.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Envelope. Stamp. Express mail. Prompt delivery mail. Regular mail. Package. Scale. Mail carrier. Mailbox. At the post office.
Hi, I'd like to mail this package.
Okay, let me just put this on the scale.
Of course. How much will it cost to send this to my friend in Taichung?
It looks like it's under 5 kilograms, so it'll be 80 NT dollars.
Great. When will the mail carrier deliver it?
It will take a few days. The mail carriers have lots of packages to deliver.
That's okay. Thank you. What if my friend isn't there when the mail carrier arrives, though?
If that happens, we will leave a note in her mailbox. Post office. Post office. The post office is down the road on the right. It's the big green building. The post office is down the road on the right. It's the big green building. Mail. Mail. Next week is my grandma's birthday, so I'm mailing her a card today. Next week is my grandma's birthday, so I'm mailing her a card today. Cost. Cost. Cost, cost, cost. This sweater is really cute, but it costs 2,000 NT dollars. This sweater is really cute, but it costs 2,000 NT dollars. Note. Note. Paul wasn't at his desk, so Irene left a note on his desk. Paul wasn't at his desk, so Irene left a note on his desk.